God loves his creation. He created us and he created nature. So how we take care of the land, how we take care of environment actually matters a lot from God, for God, because God is the best farmer.
Hello, welcome to the latest podcast from Africa Inland Mission. In this episode, one of our missionaries, Barry Mann, sits down with Malula, who is a past student from Growing Nations in Lesotho. She talks about farming God's way and her experience of Growing Nations.
So, my name is Modula Matuba.
And where is home for you? Where do you come from?
I come from Lesotho in Leribe District, and I was born and raised there.
So Growing Nations is in Mahali's Hook in Lesotho, which is a different district to Leribe, and quite a long way away. How did you end up as part of the Growing Nations resident student program? And were you interested in farming before you did that?
That's a good question, Dr. Berry. So when I was little, my grandmom had to move to Mahalisuku because she got a job offer there. And so one of her daughters ended up getting married in Mahalisuku. So when my grandmom moved to Leribe, my aunt had to stay back in Mahalisuku. So as she lived in Mahalisuku, she got to meet people from Maputing, where Growing Nations is. So after my grade 12, I just didn't know what to do. So my aunt called me and told me, hey, there's actually a very amazing program here in Mahalisuku, but it's on farming. And it's called Farming God's Way. What they do is that they teach young people farming God's way. And that what actually caught my attention. So it's like, farming God's way, how does farming and God come together? So I was really interested, but growing up, even in high school, I didn't really like farming. So it was totally a new thing for me. But because it had God in it, so I was like, okay, I have to try this.
Were you a Christian before that? And how long had you been a Christian for?
Yes, so I grew up in a Christian family. So growing up, I was a Roman Catholic, but that changed as time went by.
Okay. Whilst you were at Growing Nations, what did you discover about how God is involved in farming?
Yes, that was so interesting, just to see how God cares for nature. And Growing Nations through Farming God's Way helped me to realize that actually God created everything. And God loves his creation. He created us and he created nature. So how we take care of the land, how we take care of environment actually matters a lot from God. For God, because God is the best farmer. We learn from him. So knowing that God placed us as men on earth to take care of the land and to work it, that was it for me. I was like, okay, so that means I have to have personal relationship with God and have personal relationship or relationship with nature and other people. That actually came clear for me when I was at Growing Nations. As much as I grew up as a Christian, I did like something, and God started revealing more as he saw my heart. He started revealing more of his nature.
What's the importance of God, and how has that changed your view on farming?
So farming, I think it transformed me. It changed my mindset. And it changed on how I look at things. In Lesotho, farming is like a very low job. Like, people who do farming are not much respected. But as I learned that actually God is a farmer and God created me in his image. And so farming means a lot, just like any other jobs. So coming into farming, I realized that it's an amazing job, because every country's their economy is based on farming. So just coming to learn about farming and seeing that I can actually produce food for my family and also make money at the same time to get my family going, that was like, okay, so what do we do? Do we just keep looking at farming the way the world sees it, or do I look at farming the way God looks at farming?
So I guess you've talked a bit about what you've learned spiritually and how that's changed you as a person in terms of having God at the center. How did you get involved with the Mennonite Central Committee program?
So Mennonites actually sponsored the student program at Maputing at Crowing Nations. And so after 2 years of our studies with Crowing Nations, we were given an opportunity to apply for these programs, which you could go to United States or other parts of the world. But that's how Mennonites came in. And when I was given this opportunity, it was really exciting. And so I applied, but not really wanting to come to Cambodia. I wanted to go to United States so that I can learn more about farming. But also at Crowing Nations, we are taught leadership. And coming to Cambodia through Yamen, which is Mennonite's program, kind of taught me how to be a good leader. And I had to gain communication skills because I was working with both young people and adults. So my plans coming here was to learn leadership skills and communication skills and how I can work with different people. And so I can go back to Lesotho and actually start my own farm. I wanted to start my own farm, but God has other plans for me.
Okay, what have those other plans been?
God's plans.
Yeah.
So being with MCC here in Cambodia, I went to New Life Fellowship. That's where I went every Sundays for church. And God introduced me or brought me so many people into my life. And coming to Cambodia, I didn't really think about farming God's way. It wasn't in my mind at all. I just knew I was coming here to teach young people and to share with them about God. But actually, God had plans. I met with a group of people who do farming God's way at church. When I went into, we went to do some work in slums. We had to go and do charity work. And when I saw how people live their lives, that really touched my heart. And I came to a moment where I put my heart out to God. I was like, God, what can I do for these people? I just had myself saying that. I was like, what do I even have that I can possibly do for these people? But as soon as I went back on a track, I just saw farming God's way materials in front of me. And that's when I knew that actually God wanted me to serve him in Cambodia, to bring farming God's way and his word to the people of Cambodia.
Okay. And how did you discern in your own heart as to where God wanted you and where was he calling you to?
I knew. I mean, when I came here with MCC, I fell in love with Cambodia, and I knew that this is where I'm supposed to be. Cambodia brought so much joy into my life, and just serving people of Cambodia, it was really amazing. So when I got, in 2019, I started to seek after God. When I came to Cambodia, I really wanted to improve my relationship with God. I've always listened to people who said, God talks to us. We feel the presence of the Holy Spirit in our lives. God wants me to do this. And I'm like, I'm also a Christian. I've been a Christian since I was a little girl. Why can't God talk to me? So I started reading my Bible. I started meeting people. I started listening to other people's testimonies. And I really wanted to have a personal relationship with God. So I seeked after him. I went after God's heart. And I found myself praying. One of the person who was mentoring me, he said to me, you don't have to wait for people to pray for you. It's good for people to pray for you, but you have every right. You can come into the presence of God and talk to God yourself. I was like, no, how, you know? So I started actually going down on my knee and praying to God. And I asked God that I want to come back to Cambodia. I told him I want to come back to Cambodia. And that's when I went to this slum area to just serve people there. And God started touching my heart and pouring into my heart. And he just brought people into my life who asked me lots of questions about coming to Cambodia. And I was praying into it. And I felt so much peace about coming to Cambodia and living in Cambodia as a long-term missionary.
And in your ministry that you're doing now with Farming God's Way and demonstrating, how do you share God's love with those around you? And what have you seen God doing during that time?
I really love serving people. And the ministry that I work with right now, the mission or what they do is to help fight human trafficking in Cambodia. So we have a home for young children who have been through a lot. They have been through a lot. They've been exposed to the world. And so we have this home, and it's more like a family. Mm-hmm. So I teach these young kids about Farming God's Way. We have small gardens that are called Gardens of Faithfulness. And when we teach Farming God's Way, or when I teach Farming God's Way, most of the time, it's all about God. Mm. So I saw into their life, and I showed them how much God cares for nature, how much God cares for soil. How much more does God care for them? So through farming, I feel like it's more of, it's very helpful to be able to bring healing into their soul and into their life, and that they can get to know that even though the world has disappointed them, God really loves them because he's their father. So I'm able to share with them and show them that God loves them unconditionally, and there's no one who can love us more than God. So that brings so much joy to the kids, and that makes me so happy, because even when the gardens fail, they are still happy to come and say, God, they actually go onto their knees and say, God, we trust you for this. We trust that you will give this life. So when they learn that God actually gives life, I also help them see that God can bring healing into their life and restoration.
Yeah. So is it just the kids that you work with in the home at the moment, or do you go out and train others in communities as well?
So last year, I was actually going provinces to provinces, people coming to the farm that I worked at, and I was able to share with believers and non-believers about God and just minister to them. And currently, I just joined this new ministry. So it's been hard with COVID and everything. We have been in lots of lockdowns and stuff. But hopefully next year I will be able to go out and to train farmers in all parts of Cambodia. And also we are looking into starting the farm. So we'll be hiring people who are believers and non-believers. And in that way, we will be able to share the love of Jesus with them.
Yeah. Fantastic.
Actually, one of my New Year's resolutions was to study Khmer this year, the Cambodian language. And the reason why I want to learn the language is because I want to be able to go out there and share the love of Jesus with Cambodian people. Because Jesus said, go to the ends of the world and tell people about me. Share my love with others. And so living in Cambodia for almost 3 years, I feel like, why can I learn the language and be able to share with everyone, not just farmers, but everyone, because God loves us all.
Yeah. Fantastic. And how is the language learning going?
That is the biggest challenge. The language is really hard, but thankfully God was so faithful. I managed to go to school and I will be finishing the school next month. It's been five months now. So the language is quite challenging. I can speak a lot, but listening is still a problem. But I'm working on that.
We can pray for good listening ears.
Thank you so much. I will really appreciate those prayers.
No, we can do that. We know how difficult language is.
Yes, not very, you know. I'm sure Sesotho was very difficult.
I'm not sure we've done very well. So what other, you said that language was a challenge. What other, what else has been challenging for you?
Yes. Cambodia is a very hot country. Not that I don't like hot hot weather or anything. I do enjoy summer, but it's very challenging when it comes to farming. There are so many challenges because it gets really hot. So to be able to know what kind of vegetables needed to be planted is quite challenging. And also to bring knowledge of planting vegetables in Cambodia is quite challenging, because here the only thing that people love producing is rice. No vegetables in the Tiberi. All the vegetables come out of Cambodia. And so also they are very cheap. So the farmers don't want to plant vegetables because they don't make much money out of them.
Okay.
So they have given up. So to be able to bring that back, it's quite challenging. And also to bring farming God's way, it's like, okay, we want to see it. We want to see it where we want to see where it's implemented. Mm-hmm. So it's like it's so hard for people to adjust to it, but few farmers are on board. They enjoy it and they are willing to share with people in their communities. But just to bring people to produce vegetables and everything else is quite challenging. Mm. They believe rice and fruits is the only thing that can work. Okay. So,
And what about the greatest joys of being there? What are they?
Oh, and the very is seeing people going to bed full, not on empty stomach. There are people who are really doing farming God's way out there, people who are producing vegetables and food for their families. And that brings me so much joy. And also our beautiful children, they love farming very much. And it's so surprising to me, because where I come from, kids don't love farming. But here is another thing. And that makes me so happy to see the kids being like, they call me, Mudula, when are you coming? We need to plant some vegetables. And so that makes me so happy as well. And just being able to speak in their language and being around these beautiful people in this beautiful country brings me so much joy. And just sharing the love of Jesus with them, showing mercy to them just as God shows mercy to me, really makes me happy. And also just like seeing people come and believe in Jesus, it brings so much joy.
It's fantastic. Madula, thank you. I don't know whether there's anything else you want to share about your story and your journey. Feel free to
actually
do that.
Actually, I do have something. So when I came to Cambodia, I was so hungry for God, and God changed my life in that very, he changed my life so much. When I was here, I was on his word all day long. I was praying, I was talking to people, I was asking questions. And when I went back home, I actually decided to choose Jesus, to accept Jesus as my Lord and Savior. And I got baptized. And ever since then, I've been happy. There have been challenges, but I've been able to fight those challenges because I have Jesus in my life now.
That's fantastic. That's amazing. Thank you. Thank you so much for sharing that.
And yes, Mehefa, it's so exciting. It's so exciting to have Jesus in our lives and just to let him be the king of our hearts. You know, he's so amazing. He's doing wonders in my life. He's working. I see miracles every day. I see his provision every day. And I know that, you know what, everything that I do, all the work that I do, I will do it wholeheartedly. As for him, not for this world.